Tulare County Agriculture Commissioner Marilyn Kenoshita released the county's 2014 crop report Tuesday. The report shows the county's numbers are even higher than they were last year, when Tulare booted Fresno County out of the number one in the nation spot.
Well, our county's total gross production value for 2014 was over $8 billion. And this is right around 10% higher than it was the year before. And, you know, people might think that, oh, well, you know, we're running out of water. How could that be? But some of our commodities and farm animals, you know, we got higher prices for them. So what you're seeing is kind of a supply and demand thing where more of our county acreage is going into specialty crops, especially walnuts, pistachios, and almonds. So they demand higher prices. But, you know, everybody needs to remember that we had almost 275,000 acres out of production for our field crops. You know, except for rangeland, we had a reduction of, you know, in every commodity group. You know, corn for grain, corn silage, you name it, and we had less of it planted, and it's all drought-related. Just for instance, on corn silage, we had 49,000 less acres cut to silage. You know, that's almost unheard of.
Meanwhile, Fresno County Ag Commissioner Les Wright is set to release his crop report later this month. It is expected the drought has decreased some crops for the 2014 crop year, which would keep Tulare County secure in its top spot.
You know, I think since they don't have the dairy numbers that we do, we will be in the top slot. But, you know, Kern County hasn't released yet. So grape acreage is somewhat coming out. You know, some of the older vines or raisin grapes, you know, they're just not as popular now. But, you know, Kern and Tulare County are the number one and two table grape production counties in the state. So a good deal of, you know, new improved varieties are coming out. So it's pretty exciting to see.
I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.